Hello and welcome to our weekly live guided Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. So welcome. Thanks for coming. We offer these calls because we believe a flourishing world is possible where every living system, every living being can thrive. And we think that business is the best vehicle for getting there. But to do that, businesses need to be led by masterful leaders, and that's the work that we do. So masterful leadership is when we are leading from our heart, from our inner wisdom, from our essence, our state of balance, a grounded, centered place that we all experience from time to time, but it's possible to be there most of the time if we practice. So that's what this is about. The remembrance is a wonderful, beautiful, heart-opening access to your inner wisdom practice for staying in that place and building the ability to access and stay centered most of the time. So practice makes mastery, and we offer this to give people a place to come and practice once a week and hopefully get enough out of this that they'll turn it into a daily practice that will sustain you as you go along. So that's why we offer this. We want the world to flourish. We want masterful leaders. And we know that the world can be a wonderful, beautiful place if we can get there. So that's why we do it. The way it works is I'll have a short teaching. Tonight it's about the voices of doubt and how those can pull you off track and how to get back to a place of centeredness when those voices start going off in your head. And then I'll lead you into remembrance after we check out our state of being, and we'll finish up by about 30 minutes from now. So thanks. So teaching, voices of doubt. I'll tell a little story here, the reason this came up this week. I was facilitating the launch of a new group of leaders on a 9-month program where this wonderful group of people, open-hearted people, were declaring projects that they wanted to implement for the benefit of younger and future generations. What a wonderful purpose for this whole group. So I was a bit tired from a long week and was at, in my estimation, about a B+ overall for my facilitation skills that day. The group was so engaged, it was difficult to keep them on schedule without squashing their enthusiasm. So it was hard to keep the timing right and keep them, you know, not feeling that they were being told to be quiet. So it was a harder work than a lot of groups are. And when I saw the evaluations later, about half of them gave me an exceeded expectations rating as a facilitator, which is the highest rating I can get. And about half said met expectations. So that's when these voices started. What did I do wrong? Why didn't I do this or that? Will they judge me at the next session? We're going to have 9 monthly sessions following this launch, all-day launch that we did. And will they think that I'm just not up to par? So, you know, when I was listening to these, I started to feel down and dejected. And the voices said, hey, you know, it's okay. You are tired. You don't need to keep doing this, actually. You can quit. You've worked hard all your life. You've helped a lot of people. You know, it's okay. You can quit. And I'm going, what? Wow. You know, how did we get here from, you know, half the people saying I was good and half the people saying I was great? You know, so, wow. So I said, time for remembrance. So I chose to sit and was shown when I went inside that my highest intention was met. I had sat in remembrance before the day and was checking in with my highest intention, discovered that it was to connect and to inspire the group. And based on the feedback, that is exactly what happened. People felt really supported. They felt really inspired. And there was a connection both between them and with me. So the met expectations versus exceeds expectation all had to do with some people's ideas about the time management, the thing that I had realized was the difficult part of the day for me, and it was taking a lot of my energy. So I learned a lot from that truth in my heart from sitting with that. And I felt re-inspired to get enough rest to show up at the next meeting, you know, really tuned in and listening for managing the time that we have, because it is a bit limited, and to let people know that there are other ways that they can share with each other outside the meeting that will fulfill their need for having more dialogue. So since we have a limited amount of time. So I have this whole plan that came in. So now I'm back on top of my game. I'm feeling pretty good. I realized that I learned something and that people really appreciated what happened. And I felt filled up because of the connection that we had. So a little while later, a couple hours later, I received an email from one of the Met expectations participants. In fact, the one that was most specific about how the time could have been managed better. And she was telling me in this email, this was totally unsolicited, that she was absolutely inspired and she was so glad she met me and so glad that we had that time together. And she basically was validating everything that my heart had told me. So, you know, we don't have to go through these things. We don't have to listen to those voices and let them run us. We don't have to let them limit us. We don't have to let them pull us down. We just need to stop when they come in and go through them and below them and deeper to find what's the deeper truth. There's always a little nugget of truth in those voices, and that's how they catch our attention. But it is absolutely not even close to the whole story. So that's the teaching for tonight. And I hope that was helpful to folks. It sure was for me, that whole experience. Because I'm plagued by that at other times in my life as well. So let's go in and see what our hearts have to say tonight. So we always start where we are. And so I'm going to ask you to, where you're sitting, to feel your physical connection. We're unique as humans in the sense that we're both physical and spiritual beings. So let's check in with our physical, emotional, and mental state first. That's our humanness. So feel your feet on the floor, feel your rear end in the seat, or maybe you're sitting on the floor, and your back in the chair, wherever you are connecting to the earth, and you'll feel that connection. And then feel both the physical connection and the weight of gravity, but also feel the energetic connection. There's almost an electrical connection between us if we tune in and really notice. So feel that and scan up your body from the bottom of your feet, noticing that electrical, that energetic connection, as well as any other physical sensations. So this is about noticing what is our current state of being as a physical animal. And as you scan up, you'll notice there are places where the energy changes. There might be places where it feels constricted and places where it's flowing more freely. There may even be places where it's blocked. So you also want to notice for places where you're holding tension. We spend so much of our time in our head and not paying attention to what's going on in our bodies or our emotional state, that when we stop and tune in, we'll often find, oh my gosh, my stomach's tight, I can relax that. My shoulders are tight, I can let go. And then my chest feels constricted, I can breathe and relax a little. So when you notice that, just do that. Let go, relax, settle in, and keep going all the way to the top of your head. And now, checking back, check your whole physical being and notice that energetic flow and that gravitational pull that keeps us here on Earth. All right, good. Now, let's check our emotional state. A lot of stuff happens during the day. Here we are at the end of it. What is our current emotional state? We have families, glad, or upbeat, sad, downbeat, angry, frustrated, scared, anxious. Maybe these are families of feelings, of emotions. They can be strong, they can be moderate, they can be quite subtle until we learn how to tune in and notice. They're all signals, these are all cues. They're telling us things important about our state of being that needs whatever attention that it needs. So notice your current emotional state. Good. Now, often our emotional state and our physical state are triggered by what's going on between our ears. So what's our mental state right now? What is the activity level in your mind? I'm not so interested in the content. In fact, that can pull you away from being tuned in. So just notice the activity level and the quality of that activity. Is it activity that is quiet and calm? Is it frantic and kind of distracted? Somewhere in between? And is it feeling, are you feeling up or flat or down? It's kind of a combination of mental and emotional state. All right, so now that's our physical animal part, physical, emotional, mental state. Hopefully you're more aware of your entire being in those arenas. Let's check in on our heart, and to help us get in there, we'll do some breathing. So bring your attention to your breath. Take a few easy inhalations and exhalations, noticing what happens to your body when you do that. And as we exhale, letting go, and allowing ourselves to relax and drop in. And we'll do a couple of box breaths. That's when we breathe in to the count of four. We hold for the count of four. We exhale to the count of four. Then we hold at the bottom of the exhalation for the count of four. And this will help drop us in a little deeper yet. So we'll do two of those. Go ahead. Inhale to the count of four. Hold. Exhale, hold, and again. Okay, and if during our remembrance meditation tonight you find yourself in your head, you can just use that breath, that box breath, or even counting breaths to allow yourself to drop in back into your heart, which is where we're going next. So what is the state of your heart? And I'm talking about your spiritual heart. Kind of helps to find a focus point. So imagine you're inside your chest about 2 inches below your sternum. And trust what you get when you check in on your heart. How open is your heart? Just noticing. How soft and receptive is your heart? All right, how heavy is your heart? We talk about hard, heavy hearts and lightheartedness. So how's that for you? And is there a sense of color in the sense of darkness or lightness, not weight, but shades of color or gray? We talk about a dark heart. Talk about a heart full of light. So where are you on that spectrum? All right, good. So that's our starting point. So we can check back later and see what's changed since from where we started. So let's add the remembrance. You have your word or your phrase. So right into your heart, add that remembrance slowly and just continue to repeat it and allow it to carry you deeper and deeper and deeper. Letting go of all the outside things in our day, just being present with this moment now, which is all we have. What came before is done. What comes after hasn't happened yet. We have this moment. So linking back to the teaching on those voices of doubt, those voices of limitation, if you find yourself, you know, popped into your head and the voices are saying, hey, you're not doing it right, or hey, this isn't working, then move deeper, let go more, and listen to a deeper truth. What is really true? And if you don't feel it's working, then what is it not working feel like? Staying in the moment, letting it unfold, opening and letting go. So keep remembering. And ask for what you need. Feeling distracted, ask for clarity. You're feeling anxious, ask for compassion and support. You're feeling frustrated or angry, ask for love and understanding. Those doubtful voices are going off. Take a deep breath. And drop in deeper and ask for the truth and listen. we already have everything that we need. It's always available. All we have to do is ask and be open to receive. And trust. It may not come in the way we expect, so, you know, be present and notice how are you being supported right now. Notice your heart. Is it feeling more open and receptive? It may be that a memory or an issue we have kind of parked or hidden away because it was uncomfortable or difficult is being brought to our attention. That is also not uncommon and an indication that this is working really well. Because those are the things that will hold us back. And if we face them with remembrance, we can move through them to a resolution and deeper understanding of ourselves instead of our minds and egos. Comparisons and judgments. So keep going. We go for 3 or 4 more minutes. This is a chance to eat the food of what sustains you, drink from the well of goodness, Okay. So allow yourself to slowly come back out. Or if you are really drinking deeply and getting great benefit and you feel there's more, keep going, even though the call will be ending in a minute. But remember that this practice will help you through anything that you face, keep you in a centered and grounded and balanced place. So I encourage you to do it as often as possible. Set aside a few minutes every day, and you'll see your life changing for the better. Okay. Well, have a wonderful evening and enjoy, and we'll be back next week.